All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. How you doing, Leif?
Good. How you doing, Deb?
I'm hunky-dory. I'm doing great. You know, here we are halfway or so through January. We're getting on to that anyway, and we've had all kinds of hot, or I shouldn't say hot and cold, but
cold and colder.
Cold and colder, yeah. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And the threat of a lot of moisture, I mean, truthfully, you know, this storm that went over us that had flood warnings and so on, didn't really happen to us, but it did bring the water level back up. I know you've been out on lakes, you've been out on rivers, but let's just look at the rivers right now. What have you seen? What's going on?
Well, you know, like you were saying there, for a while it was really cold, and it was, you know, right before Christmas, we were doing really well. The temperatures were about what we're heading towards now, real nice and moderate. The flows were nice and moderate, and we were starting to really do well. And then right around Christmas and New Year's there, it just did another little, you know, mini deep freeze there and slowed things down as far as the water itself and the fishing. And so, yeah, did a little ice fishing during that period of time. But now, like we were talking, there was a warm-up from that, you know, cold. There was a relative warm up, and now we're back in the mid 30s, and the water went from 500 CFS to about 1100-1200 before it leveled off. And today we sit at about 913, I think, or 18 was the when I checked it this morning. And just look for it to come down like it does in that case, about 100 a day, if it stays like it is now. You know, 75 to 100 CFS, and look for fishing right there in the middle of that decline in CFS and that nice moderate temperature to just start to heat right back up again, and it should be great fishing.
Well, so how far up and downstream are you looking?
Well, you know, today I went out and did pretty well right here in, you know, the same old, it seems like a skipping record, but right in the Twisp area, but it's just because it's right out my back door.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's just pretty here, and I'd like to get out onto a couple of these holes that are here, and I really like the way they drift, and I intercept fish as they go through here as they're moving. And so I know that it's fishing well up here and all around this area, you know, topping off at about midway between Twisp and Winthrop as far as where I feel the fish are at. Then talking to my buddy Brad there from Bobber Down, he was down by the Gold Creek area. We were kind of simultaneously fishing today, and he said he was picking up fish down there too.
So, all the way
down past Carlton.
It's everywhere. They're pretty good everywhere, but you don't need to travel.
No, that's the thing. It's like sometimes I get to this point where I just want to check out something new, and I do, but other times I don't have much time, and it's just drive time cuts into the fishing time, and so you might as well just go to the first hole you can see that's looking like it's got the proper drift and fish it well.
Well, how about times a day or you know, does it get better or worse or anything changing in your gear setup? Or?
Well, you know, I prefer to be out anywhere from like that 8 o'clock on. But, you know, sometimes it's so cold, you can't really get too many casts out at that point. But if it's willing, you know, to be warm enough for you to get out there, then I would get out there 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And start fishing it if it's around 27 degrees, 26, 27. Because a lot of the time, still 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock will be your prime time. But, you know, all through the middle of the day, depending on the time, today I think I went out from about, I think that was 11 o'clock to 1 and did pretty good in that stretch of time. So, you know, just get out there and just fish it with patience because it is winter time. Everything's kind of moving a little slower.
Yeah.
Don't rush through the hole. Kind of get to that midway point. Where you can see a nice, slow portion for them to hold in. It might be on the inside, might be right in the middle if it has the structure, but just make sure it's got a spot that's mellow enough that they're not fighting a whole lot of current, but they've got that that nice seam feeding the chain of food right at them there, too.
Right. Awesome. So it doesn't really matter that much this time of year.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, you were asking what to use. Today I was using a Stonefly and Chronomid because we're kind of right in between seasons right now. It's going to be Chronomid season for me here pretty soon. Or, you know, if it really gets cold, I just stay on those. But right now I'm kind of 50-50 rig. And so, you know, just try those. Or even when it starts to heat up or, you know, relatively heat up again, try swinging some smaller bugs too, right in their face with the swing too and the wet line. So if you need any more information, just check out the blog. Or catch us there at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. Medhow Fishing Adventures will keep you up to date. And, hey, keep those eyelets thawed out with a nice hot fish every once in a while. And enjoy the wintertime. Get your fish on.